Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is your host, Ray Perry, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. Have you heard the concept that your house is an investment? Well, guess what? It may not be. But you can turn your house into an investment if you want to, but if you do, you have to do something different other than live in it. The only time it will be considered as an investment is when you decide to sell it or you pass it on to somebody else. But real estate can be a good investment, and pretty much in the past, it always has been. So I've invited one of our member families at Educating for Success to come talk with you today and share just a little bit about what they've been learning in the past year about investment real estate. So I want to introduce to you from Centerville, Tennessee, which is somewhere outside of Nashville, Heidi and Jeremy Greening. Welcome, Heidi and Jeremy.
Hi, Ray. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ray.
Great to have you guys on the call today.
Great to be here.
So I want you to just tell us a little bit about your history. Tell us who you are, homeschool, what you do, all that kind of stuff, and then we'll talk about how you got into investment real estate here in just a second.
Okay, well, we've been married for almost 19 years and homeschooling for a big portion of that. We have 6 children. The oldest is 16. The youngest is 1. And my husband has a professional job. Fortunately, he's been able to work from home for the past 10 years. But that's just not enough for us, Ray. We really love being together, and we wanted something that we could incorporate into our homeschooling environment and also that we could hand down to the children as they get older. And so we started our real estate journey about a year ago, and we love it. It's working out very well for us. The older children are able to be involved and help us, and even the little ones can learn to pick a good house, a good property.
That's great. So Jeremy, tell me a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So I'm a manager with Dell Computer. I manage a service marketing team. As Heidi said, I have had the blessing of being able to work remotely out of a home office for the past 10 years. I've been with the company 16, and that's definitely been a benefit for us. But like Heidi said, it's just not something that we can really draw the children into from a day-to-day perspective. It's great that they can come into my office and do their schoolwork while they listen to me on conference calls or respond to emails, but it's not really the type of role that can leave a legacy. And so once we were introduced to Educating for Success and the Home Business Conference a couple of years ago, we really started to see the importance of having multiple revenue streams. And while I used to think that having that direct deposit come in every 2 weeks and working in corporate America meant job security, I know today it's absolutely the opposite. And with all the downsizing, with all the mergers and acquisitions we see, I just want to really make sure that we're working on an exit plan and also working on a foundation that can leave a legacy with our children that they can carry on with their children as well.
Oh, that is awesome. It's so marvelous that you have them with you in your house so they get to see what dad does, because so many children have no idea what their father does for a living.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's so cool. So how did you decide to learn how to invest in real estate particularly?
So I would say over the past 5 to 7 years, we've evaluated different home-based business ideas. We have been representatives of a nutritional supplement company for a product that we've been taking ourselves for quite some time. So we've had exposure to multi-level marketing. We've just never felt that it was a good fit for us. And my grandparents did very well with real estate, and as we got exposure to Larry Goins' program in particular at the Home Education Conference, we just discovered a system that I feel is very compatible with our personalities, really fitting for our lifestyle and the way that we like to conduct business, and also offers some revenue potential that is very viable for both a family with young children and also a couple that is still working full-time.
And I feel as a homeschool mom, I really needed something that could work for me. where I wouldn't necessarily have to be working at it, putting my hours into it all day long in order for it to be making money for us. I can work in spurts. You know, during nap time, I can put a lot of effort into something, but then I'm done for the day. Of course, Jeremy can grab the ball and run with it from there. But this Larry Goins program especially just works out well for us and for our time frame that we have available.
That is so awesome. Well, I've loved Larry Goins for quite a long time. He's been a really good friend of mine. And a long time ago when we learned real estate investing, we searched out a variety of different teachers to find the person or the people with the best systems that would be right for our family, because we wanted somebody that was a person of character. We wanted somebody that had been super successful. We wanted somebody that was going to emulate godly ways to our children, so that and wouldn't teach them the wrong way to do things, because in business there are always wrong ways to do things. And so when I ran across Larry, I just loved his attitude. I loved his energy. I loved what he was teaching. He even incorporated what Drew was teaching in his course that he used to teach real estate investors years ago about how to sell on eBay. And so I just loved bringing Larry to the home business convention that we have, the conference, because he's just such an added piece. And he just gives so much professionalism to the conference that's together. So why particularly did you want to do what Larry's doing? What resonated with what he's teaching with you?
So I should add that we also have several families in our homeschool and church community here that have been active in various areas of real estate. And we've spent some considerable time interviewing them, understanding what they do, how it works for them, why they decided to take the approach that they have. And I would say most of what we found are people who are concentrating on residential rental units. And when we speak with them, one of the things that I came to notice that was common was the issues with finding quality tenants and having to deal with the calls in the middle of the night to go change a light bulb or unclog a toilet and all of the holding costs that are associated with the time between tenants. And contrasting that with what Larry was promoting through his owner financing and wholesaling program is the fact that in this system, you don't have those kinds of issues. You are actually acting as the bank. The resident in your property gets the deed, so they have the pride of ownership. At the end of that term, they own the property. You walk away. You don't have to play landlord. And also, if you combine that with the prospect of wholesaling, which means buying a fixer-upper and then typically finding another investor who wants to either turn it into a rental property or have some other cash flow with a month-to-month tenant, you can sell it outright for a modest profit right out of the gate. So I feel like there's two major benefits to this system. There's an opportunity to have a combination of both upfront cash as well as residual income, plus the fact that you do not have to have the headaches of acting as a landlord.
Right, and that is so important, because a lot of people want to become real estate investors, and the first thing that they always start off with is buying a little starter house and then renting it out. And it only takes about 6 months before you realize that's not the best thing to do. And there's so many different things that you can do in the world of investment real estate that you don't have to be a landlord if you don't want to in order to create passive income. So I'm so glad that you are learning that so quickly. That is marvelous. So tell me something else that you've learned from the training that you have gotten with Larry Goins.
We've learned how to build a team of people that work with us. We've learned how to look for specific individuals that will help our business and who want to work with other investors, whether it's real estate agents or mortgage brokers or real estate attorneys. We've learned the questions that we should ask them to help find out if they're really someone who understands what we're trying to do and would be beneficial for our business. And that's been a great help to us, because in the beginning we didn't know exactly who to look for, or definitely didn't know what questions to ask them. And I just assumed that all real estate agents understood investors, but they don't. In fact, most of them don't. They're just used to the traditional buy and sell method. And so you do have to look around for those real estate agents who like working with investors. And some agents work with nothing but investors. So it helped us a lot to learn how to build our team.
That is so important. It doesn't matter if you're in real estate or if you're in any kind of business whatsoever, you've got to have a team, because the best use of your time is not doing something that somebody else can do better than you. You can focus on doing the thing that you're really good at and let other people focus on doing what they're really good at, put it all together, and it works. It's a concept that comes from ministry. It works in business. It works in education. It works across the board in everything. And one of the things that I get frustrated with so much is that in our country, we're pretty much trained to try to do everything yourself. And so it takes a long time to get out of that mindset that you're going to do everything yourself, that you can do it better than anybody. Some things you can do better than others, but then there's some things that you can't do. But is it the best use of your time? That's the question to ask. So I'm so excited that you are learning that concept and building a team now, because that's how you build the foundation of a strong investment portfolio.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. And I think that team concept extends to your family as well. And that's another thing that was very appealing to us about a real estate system like this, is that there are activities that can absolutely be outsourced to our older children. And so they're starting to build that skill set. Over time, God willing, we would love to have them as employees of our company. And you, again, building those skill sets early on that are portable, that they can use to build their own businesses in the future. And that whole concept of systems, of building a team, of really focusing on what you can only do and outsourcing the rest. Like you said, Ray, those are approaches that, regardless of whether we're talking about a for-profit, a nonprofit business, ministry, life, those are applicable concepts that we want to make sure our children understand and that we're all applying.
Absolutely. They so are. It's so important to learn that early on, as early as you can. So tell me, have you started finding any deals and putting any contracts out there?
We have. So we just last week closed on our second property. So we have two properties now. They're both single family, small residences, about 1,000 square feet. They're in the Middle Tennessee area. And we are actively marketing those as we speak to either wholesale or owner finance. I think with these particular cases, there's potential both ways. And we're actually working with our coach right now to help identify exactly which tactic we want to apply to each. And then once we get somebody into these, or if we sell them outright, that will be profit that can be put back into the business to help get that to scale.
And I'll add to that, Ray, that it was kind of fun because the real estate agent who had listed our first property, we ended up establishing a relationship with him thanks to the questions that we had learned to ask and what we had learned to look for. And he actually brought us the second property.
Ah, that was great.
Yeah, and he was instrumental in even giving us an idea. We bought that one at auction, and he helped give us an idea of what we should even offer and where we should fall so that we would be able to get it. And so it's just things like that. And so we sent him, when we closed on that property, we sent him a gift basket.
He was actually very
touched. You want to keep people happy and wanting to work with you.
You do, but it was interesting. You know, when he received that, he called me and he said, "Jeremy, I have never had a client do something like that before. That was so thoughtful, and it really meant a lot to me and the other folks in our office." So, you know, just that developing that personal relationship, going the extra mile, incentivizing folks to want to work for you is really key to whatever you're doing home business-wise.
And that way, neither one of us are doing so much legwork. That's he goes out now and he looks for properties for us. He looks for buyers for us. He talks to people and says, you know, oh, I you can't afford to buy a house. Well, what about owner financing? I have a couple that do owner financing properties. So we get phone calls from people that he brings directly to us that we don't have to go out and try and find ourselves.
That is awesome. It is so important to have a really good real estate agent on your team, and it's really hard to find, too. You would think that it wouldn't be, but you've done a great job with relationship building there, and it's actually called relationship marketing when you continue to send them cards and gift baskets and phone calls and stuff, because in business, people just don't take the time to thank other people for things that they've done, and yet sometimes some of your relationships can make you thousands or ten thousands of dollars. And we just say, oh, well, that's their job. They're just doing what they're supposed to be doing. But if you just take a second or a minute and go back and say thank you or send them a gift basket or a nice card, of course, with send out cards, you can send them a very personalized card with a picture of the house on it, with a picture of you and the kids on it, with a picture of you and the real estate agent. There's so many different ways that you can do that. And you can even throw in the brownies or add a gift to it from the send out card software, which is all completely automated. So it's so easy these days, but people just don't think about stopping to do something like that to just make the transaction just a little bit better. So that is awesome that you guys have done that. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. We're really excited. You know, it's also been really encouraging to have conversations with prospective buyers and to be in a position to potentially help them. We've really been praying about turning our business into a ministry as well, and having a nonprofit arm to it where we can really help serve, you know, underserved parts of the community, really have a faith-based message to the notion of lending and home ownership and stewardship. And it's just really touching when you hear about people that, you know, are down on their luck, and naturally there are some cases where there have been clear self-inflicted issues, but in many cases, people have just been subject of
bad circumstances
or real
health issues,
the credit crunch that came out of the first mortgage crisis around 2008. So to be able to help people get back on their feet is something that we really are encouraged about being able to perform a significant role in the future.
That is wonderful. Now, a minute ago, you mentioned the concept of wholesale. So do you mind explaining that a little bit for us?
Sure. So wholesaling, and there's really a couple of different models under that concept that can be very appealing to an investor, especially if you're a individual like myself who is still working full-time and doesn't have a contractor or significant handyman background. The idea with wholesaling is that you would find a distressed property. It could be one in need of minor repairs. It could be one that needs to be taken down to the studs in order to be renovated and made ready for move-in. But the general idea is you buy these properties. Oftentimes, they'll be bank repossessions, or you might find them at auction, and you immediately look for another investor who either wants to be a landlord and turn it into a rental property and have that monthly cash flow, or they may want to do the repairs, get it to, you know, showroom condition again, and then sell it at retail in a traditional model with a real estate agent. So typically what you would do is you would buy that distressed property and immediately turn around and sell it to another investor who's going to do the bulk of the improvements. The profit margin on those can be considerably less than if you were to hold the property yourself, but still, you could easily make upwards of $7,000, $10,000, potentially even $20,000 on that single transaction if you're finding the right type of properties in areas that are highly marketable, highly desirable. And I'd say the bottom line is, in most of these cases, you would have next to zero costs aside from your real estate transaction fees, because you would not be doing the renovations yourself.
Great. That's a great explanation. Thank you so much. Because people don't realize that you can buy a house that's not perfect. You know, a lot of homeowners are looking for the house that's got everything fine and right with it, and so many people are concerned about not selling their house because they say, oh, well, our house is not perfect. The roof has something wrong with it, or it's got a plumbing problem or an electrical problem, or it needs painting or whatever. And some houses are in worse condition than others. And so sometimes the homeowner thinks, well, nobody's going to want to buy my house unless it's perfect. So they just need to understand that, no, there's always somebody out there that will buy your house. You might not get as much for it as you want for it, but if it has something that needs to be fixed on it, that means it's not at peak value. So if you're willing to take less for it, there's always somebody out there that will buy it for you.
Right, and if for some reason you aren't able to wholesale it or find another investor who wants it right away, you can always still own or finance those properties, because you'd be amazed at the homes that people will walk through that I personally might think, wow, there's no way I could handle this, you know, living in this. And they'll look at it and go, oh, yeah, I've got enough experience to fix this and this and this. If we can work on a payment plan that works for me, I have this amount down and I can pay you this a month, you know, they'll take it as is in many cases, because they just don't want to rent anymore. They want their own home. They don't mind putting in the extra work. They don't mind doing drywall. There's a lot of people with that experience, and they're willing to put in the work if they can just get into their own place.
Right. You're so right. Now, you mentioned that you learned about this from Larry Goins, who spoke at our home business conference last August. So tell me what your experience has been with our conference, because I know you also came to our home education conference in the spring, but tell me what your experience has been and your children's experience has been at our conferences.
I think it changed our lives.
Good answer.
I think it absolutely changed our lives.
I think one of the biggest differences with your conferences, Ray, versus others that we've attended in the homeschool arena is, one, the variety of topics and business ideas that you bring to bear with your subject matter experts and speakers, so that I think any family will be able to find somebody that they identify with and something that really resonates with their personality, their geography, the dynamics of their home and family at any given point. That's one thing that really stands out. And I think the other thing which really impresses me is the level of responsibility and discipline you and your speakers expect of our young people, mm-hmm. recognizing the potential that they have. And the fact that they can be entrepreneurial at a young age. They are capable of so much. And if they get the right mentors and if we identify the right opportunities where they can come under the wing of their parents, there's really nothing that they can't accomplish. So we've been tremendously blessed by it. We are looking forward to being in Kentucky next month. And as members of the Protégé program, really are encouraged by the relationships we're building with other community members and the information and knowledge that we walk away with.
I think as a homeschooler also, even though it was a business conference specifically, I really learned to not discount any of the ideas that my children have for money-making schemes or plans or business models, and to go ahead and let them run with something even if it doesn't work out or it fails. To don't scoff at it or say, well, that's not a very good idea. Why don't you try this? Go ahead and let them run with it. And that has changed our homeschooling approach tremendously. I think our minds have been growing over the years more towards this kind of entrepreneurial mindset. But Jeremy and I are products of the traditional schooling model where you're just not taught to think that way. And so we've needed to hear it from a lot of different resources and a lot of different people to help it click in our minds. But specifically, your business conference was the kick out the door. It really pushed us over the edge to go, aha, this is how it works. This is what we can do, and we can do this. And our oldest daughter is now working with a few of her friends to start a clothing business. And the father of one of her friends has started a lot of companies. He's an entrepreneur, and she said, Mom, I'm going to ask him if he'll sit down and do a whiteboarding session with us. Great. Go for it. So that's what she's doing this summer, is working on that. And our son has ideas too, our oldest son, and now all the youngest kids have ideas. Mom, can I do this? Mom, can I try that? Yeah, do it. How are you going to make it happen?
Yeah, we definitely recognize the important role we play as parents of facilitating and enabling them in all these areas and providing access to people, access to materials. You know, we live in a rural area as well. We are about 90 minutes west of downtown Nashville. So, you know, there aren't a lot of retail or restaurant job opportunities that are nearby. Our son can't even go mow lawns because everybody's got major acreage and you can't just walk down the street handing out flyers. So they do need to come up with creative ways to generate income. And ideally, you know, with the internet and technology these days, I mean, the sky's the limit of what you can accomplish working from home.
It is. And I so love the ability to live 90 miles outside of a major town, out in the country where nobody does have a yard. Everybody cuts their grass with a tractor. And they don't worry about the grass because they've got massive amounts of pastures they have to take care of. But to also be able to have a business that provides income for you while you are living the life, doing what you want to do and enjoying the life that you have with no commute, no traffic, no alarm clock waking you up and making you be at a certain place at a certain time. I love the life that we've created here, and I'm so excited that you guys have too, and that now you're stepping into the next phase of it where you're going to have the income that's going to be able to help you continue that kind of a lifestyle very well. And one of the things I'm excited about, and I know you guys are too, is that we have Joel Salatin as our keynote speaker this year, who is America's prophet for monetizing farming. He knows how to monetize a small farm or large farm better than anybody I've ever met in my entire life. When we first moved out here, I gave Drew a 6-acre front field along with the whole rest of the 44 acres. But I said specifically for this one field, figure out how we can monetize this because it was an open field. We could plant something in or whatever. We tried a variety of different things. We tried animals of all kinds. We tried breeding dogs that were expensive and all. And nothing really worked for us. And we got very frustrated. Well, if we knew then what we know now about farming, that basically we have learned from this man of God, Joel Salatin, we would have figured out how to monetize that farm. And not just monetize it, but monetize it better than anybody else around, any other farmers are, because he has some kind of crazy statistics about how successful he is with what he does on property. So he is going to be teaching a session this year called 10 Ways to Monetize a Small Farm. And he's also going to be hosting, or he's going to be the guest speaker at a private dinner that night following the session on Friday night, where he's going to be spending some quality time answering questions specifically of a very small group of people who decided to go to dinner with him. And I know that you guys have already registered to go to that. I saw your name on the list, and I was so excited that you're going to get to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We love Joel Salatin. We've read many of his books. We've had the privilege of hearing him speak previously and interacting with him, and we have applied several of his concepts to our own. I used to call it a hobby farm, but I don't actually like that phrase. I prefer to now refer to it as homesteading. But to our homestead here and what we've done with pastured poultry and our pigs and egg layers, and now we have dairy goats, there's a lot of potential there for monetization. You're absolutely right. And again, in our rural community, we know quite a few people who also subscribe to his concepts and his systems, and they're doing so very successfully.
That is exciting, so exciting. Well, this year we also have another real estate investment expert, a friend of mine from Germany who has since moved to Arizona, who came to this country not knowing anything, but he said, hey, you know what? America is a land of opportunity. I'm going to figure out how to make this work. He got into investment real estate, and he was one of the people that we met years ago when we were learning about investment real estate. He was doing things on the internet. So he's going to be joining us this year from Arizona to talk about buying and selling land. If you want to flip land, this is the guy to learn from. His name is Jack Bosch, awesome friend of mine. We've also got Brian Young. He's a member of our community who is selling books on Amazon. He's going to be teaching about the system that he's put together for doing that. We have Mike Stewart, who's going to be talking about using audio and video to market your anything that you're doing online, because we know that audio and video are awesome these days. They are totally the way that you have to get the word out about your product. We also have an owner of one of the membership site platforms coming all the way from the UK, who's going to be sharing with us about why you need to have a membership site and how to do it. And, of course, that's how I make a majority of the money that we make at Educating for Success, because we are an online community, $19.97 a month, no big deal. And then, of course, you guys are also in the Protégé program. And we're going to have a Protégé day on the day before the conference, actually on the Thursday before, which I believe is the 11th, where we just spend one day going around the room and just letting each family talk about the challenges that they're currently having. And then we brainstorm as a group. We have a variety of experts there with us. And, of course, you guys have enjoyed the Protégé days we've had at our past events, too. Mm-hmm. So others who are in the Protégé program will have a chance to get some one-on-one feedback about their projects and the challenges that they're facing with this. And so, of course, at night we also have English Country Dancing, which everybody loves, kids and adults. Now, you mentioned bringing your kids. One thing I want everybody to understand is this is not an event where adults are going to be learning and children are going to be sitting there coloring. This is an event where we want you to bring your young people so that they can hear these kind of concepts from millionaire experts that they're never going to ever have access to in their normal life. They're not just being babysat there. In fact, people ask us often, do you have children's activities for them so they can go somewhere and do something? No, absolutely not. If they can sit down and listen to a millionaire talk to them about how they've made money over the last 20, 30 years of their lives, that's a huge thing. That is a valuable opportunity, and those 10-year-olds need to be listening to that, because it won't be very long before they're stepping into the realm of business, and those words of wisdom that they hear coming from that stage will resonate in their ears later on. It may not make a lot of sense to them while they're sitting there listening to it, but they will come back to that later. So they need to definitely be paying attention, but most of them are, and that's what we talked to them about at the very beginning. We explained to them what they're here for this weekend, how to behave like you suggested, and what they're going to get out of it. It's an awesome experience, and we also give away a prize at the very end of it to whoever wins our Summer Home Business Conference contest, and that prize is $1,000. Second place is $500, and third place is $100. So members of Educating for Success, as well as the Protégés, are welcome to enter that and come to submit submissions in before August the 1st in order to be qualified for that. Well, Jeremy and Heidi, it's great having you on the call with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited and so encouraged about what you have done just since last year. I am so very proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ray. We couldn't have done it without you and your support.
Well, I appreciate that so much. But you know what? So many people come to conferences, and only 3% of the ones that come ever take action. So I just want to congratulate you on being one of those 3%ers who actually stepped out and took action and did something with the education that you got. So kudos to you guys. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guests today have been Heidi and Jeremy Greening from outside of Nashville, Tennessee. They have been members of our program at Educating for Success for the last year or so, and we've loved having them with us, and they are just having so much fun and learning so much about investment real estate while they're also homesteading and working their way towards an independent life. That's what we want you to have too, and one of the ways that we can help you make that happen is for you to join us at our 2016 Home Business Conference coming up in August on the 12th through the 14th in Louisville, Kentucky. You can go to educatingforsuccess.com/2016HBC to learn more. Hope you can make it. Thanks so much for joining us. Great having you here. This is Ray Perry signing off.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.